The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tavchos Aleph. Shalachi Rav Huna Bar Avon Rav. Karchozis, when you see the Moshcha, Tkufas Teves, when the Tkufa of Teves is extending into Ad Shitzer Ben Nisan until the 16th day of Nisan, Overlay Yishaita, you should extend that year, make a leap year, that year, turn that year into a leap year with an extra Adar. This way, the Tekufa of Teves will extend into what used to be the 16th day of Nisan, is now the 16th day of Adar, and then the Tekufa will end. And the next Kufa, which is the Tkufas Nisan, will start. It's like Tachashlan, you don't have to worry about it. Tchsiv, the Pasuk says, Shomer is Chodesh Ha'aviv. You should guard and watch over the Chodesh Ha'aviv, the springtime month, which is the month of Nisan. The Darshan is the Gemara, Shomer Aviv Shal Tkufa. You should guard the Aviv Shal Tkufa, that the Tkufa, the season of spring, which is the Tkufa of Nisan, Shiyehei B'Chodesh Nisan, it should occur during the month of Nisan, and specifically that the Yom Tov of Pesach, which begins on the 15th day of Nisan, should happen during a time of year which is already the beginning of Tkufas Nisan. What this means is the year has four seasons. There is the winter, and the summer, and the spring, and the fall. So the seasons depend on the solar year. The solar year is 365 and a quarter days. So every season is exactly one quarter of that, which ends up being 91 days and 7.5 hours. 91 days is 13 weeks. So every 13 weeks begins a new tkufa, a new season. The Torah says, Shomer es Chodesh Aviv, that the Chodesh Aviv, Nisan, the month of Nisan must occur during the tkufa of Nisan, the season of spring. So when you make a cheshvin, and we know every 13 weeks and 7.5 hours starts a new tkufa, so we have to keep track, we have to keep watch of when the tkufa will begin. We'll look on our calendar and we'll see if the Tkufa of Nisan, if the time when the Tkufas Teves ends and Tkufas Nisan begins is Rish Chodesh Nisan, or if it's Beis or Gimel or Dalet Nisan. That's fine, because when Pesach starts on the 15th day of Nisan, we're already in during the Tkufa of spring, the season of spring. However, the Tkufas Teves is Nimshach. The Tkufas Teves extends into the 15th day of Nisan, and the Tkufa extends already. That means that the Tkufas Nisan doesn't start until after Pesach has already begun. That's no good. There, you're not Mekayim. You're not Mekayim this Pasuk of Shomer es Chodesh Ha'aviv. In such a case, we need to add an extra month, an extra Adar into the year. In such a case, we're going to extend Adar. The year is going to be extended. And that way, the Yom Tov of Pesach will always occur during Tkufas Nisan. That's what our Gemara says over here. Taisa says that if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that in order to add an extra month of the year, in order to establish a leap year, the Gemara says, Al Gimel Simanim Ma'abrin Hashan. There are three different simanim, three different things, that three different reasons why Bezin can decide to add an extra Adar. Al Ha'aviv, Al Peiris Ilan, Al Atkuf. Aviv Rashi over there in Sanhedrin says means we have to make sure that the grain is already ripe, it's already ready to grow. We know that on the second day of Pesach we have to cut for the new barley for the Omer, to bring the carbon Omer. Therefore we have to make sure that it's ready, the barley is ready to be cut, it's ready to be harvested and brought on the Mizbeach. Alperes the Ilum, the second reason Rashi says is we have to make sure that the fruits are ready, that they will ripen before Shavuos. We have to make sure they're already started to grow and they'll be ripe in order to bring the Bikurim, the mitzvah of Bikurim that's brought in the Beis Hamikdash beginning after Shavuos. And the third reason why Bezin will decide to add an extra year, extra month, is Alat Kufa. because of the tkufa, because the season's not the right season. It's the wrong season. And the Gemara says, Al shnayim en ma'abrin, al echad men ein ma'abrin. The Gemara says that in order to add an extra month to the year, it's not enough that one out of these three things doesn't line up. If only one of these three simanim is wrong, if it's aviv is no good, if the tvua, the grain is not ripe, or if only the peiros are not ripe, or if only the tkufa is wrong, that's not a reason to add an extra adar. The Gemara says in order to add an extra adar, you have to have two out of three reasons. Which means, says Tosis, that theoretically speaking, if you have only the tkufa, which is the wrong tkufa, which in this case would mean that tkufa season hasn't started by the time Pesach is already here, by the 15th day of Nisan, but the Aviv is fine, and Peiros Elul are fine, says Tosis, that's not enough. So the Gemara says that's not enough of a reason to add an extra month to the year. So if that's not enough of a reason to add an extra month to the year, that's clearly a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if the tkufa is wrong, if the tkufa is off, then forget about it. We're already done. We're going to add an extra adar. So Tosis is a stira. The Gemara over here says that the tkufa is a reason of itself, and the Gemara over the Sanhedrin says tkufa is not a reason of itself. So Tosis, it really depends which tkufa we're talking about, because just like there's a rule that Pesach has to occur after the tkufa of Nisan begins, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a similar halacha that the Yom Tov of Sukkot has to fall out on the Chag HaOsif. It has to be the Tkufa, it has to be the autumn season, it has to be the season of fall, which is the Tkufa of Tishrei. So the same way we have to figure out when the new Tkufa starts by Nisan, we have to figure out when the new Tkufa begins by Tishrei. And if the new Tkufa is a little too late, then we're going to have to add an extra month back in Adar to push off the Tkufa to make sure that the Tkufa of Tishrei will start before Sukkot starts. So Tosfos says, Tkufas Tishrei is not as important as Tkufas Nisan. Says Tosfos that if the Tkufas Tishrei is off, and for some reason the Sukkot will already start before the new Tkufa, Tosfos, that's not enough of a reason to add an extra month to the year. You need two reasons. You need either Tkufa with something else, you need to pay a Seelon or Aviv, you need two out of three. And that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is referring to. However, the Gemara over here in Rosh Hashanah is referring to the Tkufa of Nisan. The Gemara clearly says we're talking about Chodesh Nisan. We're talking about Pesach. This halacha is paramount. There's no way out of this halacha. The halacha is Pesach always has to be in Chodesh Aviv, and there's no way out. If the month is, it's not going to work out, then you always have to add an extra month to the year. This is the opinion of Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua over here says that he doesn't understand. Pnei Yeshua says that really, Tosfos' teretz is not necessary. Tosfos says he has a different way, very simple way to answer the stira between the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that in order to add an extra month into the year, you need three things, two out of three, Aviv, Peiros, Elul, or Tkufa. Now, Aviv and Peiros, Elul are important. Why is it important to have Aviv and Peiros, Elul? So he said, as Rashi, it's important to have these for the Beis HaMikdash. In order to properly bring the karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, you need to have the grain has to grow properly. You need Aviv, you need Peiros, Elul. So the Pnei Yeshua says, if that's the case, then it would only be a reason to add an extra month into the year during the time the Beis HaMikdash was standing. What about today? What about after the Churban? After the Churban today, we know that sometimes we have leap years, and you can't tell me, it doesn't make sense to say that we're going to make a leap year just because the peiros aren't ripe. Who cares about the peiros? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, we need the peiros to be ripe. If the fruit's not ripe, we can't. We have to push it off. We have to push off Nisan, push off Shavuos. But the Zman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what would be the reason to push off the Rosh Chodesh Nisan for these reasons? So we would say very simply, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. When there was the Beis HaMikdash, so then there were the rules in order to add an extra month to the year. So you have Aviv, you have Peiros, Elul, and you have Tkufa, and you do need two out of three. However, once there is no Beis HaMikdash anymore, so Aviv is not a reason, and Peiros is not a reason, what's left? The only thing that's left is Tkufa. So obviously, the only reason to be ma'abar the shana to add an extra month to the year is if the tkufa doesn't work out. Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says a very simple explanation for our Gemara, that our Gemara does not contradict the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Pnei Yeshua more than that. Says the Pnei Yeshua that he would say even bigger chiddush based on this yisoid. Says the Pnei Yeshua that really the rules that the Gemara said in Sanhedrin for Avim, Perisilin, and for Tkufa, those rules only apply during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So technically speaking, today we don't really have any basis for making a leap year. Why would we even have to make a leap year based on the Tkufa? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the only reason we add a leap year based on the Tkufa is because that which we definitely have to add in the leap year sometime. You can't have Nisan, the months can say they're going back and back. Always after a certain point, you have to add a leap year. So we needed to have some sort of determining factor. How do we know that the year is getting a little too early, that we're moving too far back? So the Gemara said, we'll base it on the Tkufa. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, that was only the times of the Gemara, that there was no fixed calendar. But we know today we have a fixed calendar. And the way our calendar works today is that we have a 19-year cycle. Out of every 19 years, 7 of those years are always leap years. And now we know exactly which years are going to be leap years. We have a Mesorah that the Rambam says, and all the Rishonim say, that out of the 19-year cycle, the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th years are always leap years. So the Pnei Yeshua says, once we have a schedule, and we have a fixed calendar, and we know that we made a cheshbon, somebody originally sat down and made a cheshbon, that after every 19 years, if I have 7 leap years out of every 19, so the solar calendar and the lunar calendar are basically equal after every 19 years, and that's why they decided to have a 19-year cycle, and that's why they decided to make 7 out of every 19 years be leap years. So once we have that, the Pnei Yeshua says we don't even have to worry about the tkufa at all. So therefore the Pnei Yeshua says, bizman hazeh, in order to make a leap year, we follow the schedule, we follow the calendar in order to make a leap year, even if Pesach will fall out before the Tkufa will be after Pesach, we're not worried about it at all. And if you might think that what the Pnei Yeshua says is only theoretical, that the Tkufa will fall out after Pesach, Pnei Yeshua says it's not true. Pnei Yeshua says that anybody who knows something about the calendar will see that the Tkufa that's listed on the calendar, when the Tkufa starts, there are certain times, certain years, where Pesach begins before the Tkufa. Without getting into the details, the Tkufa that the Pnei Yeshua is referring to, today, it fluctuates per 100 years, but at least until the year 2100, the Tkufa will be March 22nd or March 23rd. So it's possible, it certainly happens sometimes that Pesach falls out. Pesach will begin before March 22nd, March 23rd. So in such a case, we have a problem. If the Gemara says that in order to ma'abar the Shana you need the Tkufa, so how could we have Pesach fall out before the Tkufa? We should have that year should have been a leap year. Why wasn't it a leap year? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because we have a system. And since we have a system, it's not necessary to worry about the leap year. This is how the Pnei Yeshua understands. The Minchas Chinuch brings down his Pnei Yeshua, and he disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. And the reason he disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua is he says that the Pnei Yeshua made a mistake. Technically speaking, the Pnei Yeshua is correct that there are years where Pesach today occurs before the Tkufa. However, it depends what Tkufa you're talking about. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the 10th parak says that there are actually two different ways to calculate the Tkufa. Without getting into the technical details over here, you can take a look at the Rambam in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the 10th parak, his entire parak devoted to discussing the details of the Tkufa. But basically the way it works is, we said earlier that what is the Tkufa? The Tkufa is basically that the year is divided into 4 seasons. We take the solar year, the length of the solar year, and divide it by 4. Now the question is, how exactly do we determine the length of the solar year? So we said earlier that the length of the solar year is 365 and a quarter days, which means a quarter of a day is 24 hours. A quarter of a day is 6 hours. So you take 365, days and 6 hours and divide it by four, you end up that each season is exactly 91 days and 7.5 hours. And this actually is the tkufa that the Rambam calls and the other Rishayim call the tkufa of Shmuel. This is the tkufa that's mentioned in the Gemara. However, the Rambam says that this cheshbon is not completely accurate. That if you actually figure out how long the solar year is really a little bit less than 365 days and 6 hours. It's really a little bit less than 6 hours. And the secular calendar also adjusts for these discrepancies, that it's not exactly 6 hours. We know every 4 years is a leap year because those 6 hours add up. 6 times 4 is 24. So every 4 years equals another day. So every 4 years in the secular calendar is a leap year. However, there are certain years that are not leap years, that deliberately are left off and not leap years, because they have to account for the discrepancy that really the solar year is slightly less than 6 hours. So the Minchas Chinuch says that if you go with this tekufa, if you take the year and you divide into four seasons with this more exact number, it comes out that the tekufa is, each tekufa is slightly less. And he says this tekufa, which the Rishonim referred to as the tekufa of Rav Ado, the Minchas Chinuch says this is actually the tkufa that the Gemara is referring to over here when the Gemara says that you are ma'abra the shon, you add an extra leap year after, if Pesach will fall out before the new tkufa. You have to push off, make sure Pesach falls out after the tkufa. It's not referring to the general tkufa, which is known as tkufa Shmuel, which the Pnei Yeshua was discussing. It was actually the tkufa of Rav Ado. Since it was the tkufa of Rav Ado, there, that's clear that we have to make sure that the tkufa will always fall out beforehand, and therefore it's very important to make sure that the Pesach will always fall out after tkufa survived.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.